Welcome to Channel Chat, searchnetworkingchannel.com's weekly news podcast for the week ending May 15th, 2009. This is Elaine Hom, Associate Editor.
And Rivka Little, Site Editor.
This week is part two of our two-part podcast with Barbara Spiechek, Brocade's Vice President of Global Channels. Thanks for joining us, Barbara.
Thanks for inviting me to do this podcast.
Cisco partners often complain about losing deals to larger partners. How will Brocade address that issue, especially in light of the IBM OEM agreement?
Well, again, this is a bit back to the point of our principles in believing in, you know, choice of product and best of breed product offered by the partners. We think it's a good thing for partners to have choice. We actually have a track record coming back out of the storage era networking world. Brocade is used to working with a whole ecosystem of partners within their business partners. And we have very, very good experience of working with business partners in how to manage their portfolio and how to, you know, have a harmonic coexistence in the channel. We do this by two things, actually. First of all, we have a very, very savvy sales force that goes out by strong rules of engagement. So we have rules of engagement that commit ourselves to really going in with the partner that first engages us. And we have been living by these rules for a very long time. And the second way of avoiding this is we're going to have a very strong set of deal registration and also financial aspects to the partner program. We're going to be following deal registration very, very firmly. I would say, again, unlike other partners that are known for, even if the deal is registered, still passing it back to the biggest partner, we will have the we will honor the deal registration as the first come in, and then we will also only go with this partner. So I think this is a good control mechanism. On top of that, I like to mention that we've also been looking at putting a pretty rigid ecosystem, you know, pricing ecosystem in place that makes sure that we have as little as possible conflict, you know, from an end user pricing offer out in the channel.
Will Brocade eventually release an answer to Cisco's Unified Computing or HP's Matrix, an all-in-one networking storage and server strategy?
Well, again, we see unified computing or the convergence of the data center not in a all-in-one vendor play. We really don't see this as a vendor lock-in. The way Brocade has looked at it is always to provide the technology, provide the architecture, but do this all in a broad ecosystem of industry partners. So we don't really believe in proprietary singular architecture by one company. We believe in delivering best-of-breed product, you know, by utilizing our partners. We've been recently announcing also that Brocade was chosen by HP to be the manufacturing of the new HP Virtual Connect 24-port fiber channel module. What that means is actually, again, we work with our ecosystem of partners to bring industry-leading solutions to market, rather than one single lock-in of architecture. And also in terms of what this means to the business partner, I think this is what really provides the best opportunity to the business partner because, again, we want to offer them to utilize the vendor portfolio they have, the existing partnerships they have, to put a unified and converged and best solutions offering forward to their customer, rather than trying to lock them in into one single portfolio that Brocade is offering. And this, you will hear this philosophy repeatedly by me again and again, because it is really our principle to go through partnerships and offer solutions rather than, you know, just wanting to own the entire technology ourselves.
What is Brocade missing in terms of technology? Is there a weak spot that will eventually be filled?
Well, basically, we are a company that's committed of delivering highest performance, most cost-effective, and most reliable networking products. And we've been basically very successful specifically in the mid-range and the higher enterprise segments of the marketplace. We're really focusing on this. I mean, networking is our DNA, and you've probably recently heard in a couple of press announcements of our CEO that we are going to definitely invest more in terms of driving cost out of product. One of the key points we keep on hearing from our enterprise customers is that, especially in today's world of economic challenges, driving cost out of solutions is one of the key aspects. So you will see us designing more towards this. However, that being said, you mentioned also, I think earlier, that you listened to my blog, you know, Listen and Learn to the channel. So one of the things I will introduce over the next couple of months is we're going to be running a whole set of channel councils throughout the United States and worldwide, because we want to make sure we bring in channel partners into the room and we'll particularly listen to their needs. We'll particularly listen to what sort of solutions they want us to offer. And then we might be introducing more product lines as we go along.
Does Brocade have a plan to help partners strategize in this challenging economy? How difficult will it be for networking partners to bring a new brand to market in a tough economy?
Well, basically the whole focus of our partner program is about helping partners to make the lift. I mean, we realize we're coming in from a rather small share position, but on the other hand, this is what is, in my view, the most compelling offer to the partners we're inviting to join. We're coming in very inviting. We're coming in, you know, probably not as arrogant as some of the other partners. We actually understand that it will be an investment to put a different vendor on your portfolio. So one of the things we're going to be doing is we're going to have a lot of investment on channel enablement, channel certification, and again, certification without asking the partners to pay, you know, horrendous amounts of money for it. We're going to be investing not only in monetary, but in people, equipment, a lot of program dollars. We also announced just recently that we're going to be making sure that the loyal partnerships that came in through Foundry, we're going to honor all of them to enter our program at certain levels. So we want to make sure that the years of partnership they spend, we honor that and we make sure they didn't forfeit their investments. So the whole idea of the partner program is really to make it selective, profitable for partners, and help them in this economic requirement to join us. So I will not go out and roll out a massively expensive partner program for people to join. We really are looking for those loyal partnerships that want to join the Brocade program, and then we are also more than willing to help them invest to join the partnership.
Many networking partners are aiming to help enterprises qualify projects for stimulus funding. Is this something that Brocade will address with its channel?
Absolutely. Actually, one area, you know, that represents the biggest opportunity and synergy of the Foundry-Brocade fusion was that Foundry was particularly strong and engaged in the federal business. The IP business side of Brocade has been very, very strong in federal. We have years of working partnerships with a couple of the biggest federal business partners out in North America. On top of that, we've actually introduced a brand new end-user leasing offer. So we're going to actually help end-users to, you know, lease and finance their infrastructure purchases. And we will also be extending that possibility for lease into our business partnerships. So our business partners, including federal partners, will be invited to work with us to design and exploit, you know, as much as they can on the business opportunities.
And that's about all we have time for today. Thanks for joining us, Barbara.
Thank you.
And this has been part two of our two-part podcast with Barbara Spiechek, Brocade's Vice President of Global Channels. This has been this week's edition of Channel Chat. Be sure to use searchnetworkingchannel.com for all of your networking channel professional needs. This has been Elaine Hom, and thanks for joining us.